is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everyone. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Thank you for joining us today. Our topic today is going to be dealing with mental health. This month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're going to be talking about mental health and how mental health is important to our own well-being. And my guest today is Mrs. Mary Boyd Smith, and I'm going to allow her to give you a biography of herself. Mrs. Smith.
Good morning, everyone. As the BJ said, my name is Mary Boyd Smith. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I have been doing social work for many, many years. I counted the other day, it's 42 plus. Ooh, but it is a very fluid profession. I am always learning. I am a forever learner. I'm always reading and studying, because if you don't, you will be left behind. Mm-hmm. So I am a social worker, but most of all, I am a child of God. Amen. And in everything that I do, I trust God to say and do the right things. I couldn't be a social worker without Him.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. Now, a lot of people don't really know. We talk about mental health and we say mental health, but tell us what does mental health mean?
I am so glad you asked that question, because so often in our community there is such a stigma about mental health. Before I talk about what it is, I want to say what it is not. Mm-hmm. Mental health does not mean that you're stupid, that you're crazy.
Amen.
That you're quote unquote special. It simply means, it talks about our mental and emotional state, the mental and emotional state of a person, how our mind works, what's in our emotion, what is in our spirit. And guess what? Just like physical health, everybody has mental health. It takes the two, physical health, mental health, to really bring together the whole person. Mm-hmm. So mental health is as normal as someone who has a headache, someone who has a heart attack, somebody who may have a stroke. But the good part that I like to talk about with mental health, it's all about learning and educating ourselves to understand what is our mental health. What is your mental? Think about it. Ask yourself this question right now. What is the state of my mental health? Mm-hmm. Good, bad, or indifferent? Mm-hmm. And we hope by the end of this show, you will know where you are. But most important, you'll know some things to help you to get your mental health in check.
And see, that asking that question, you know, I never think about the state of my mental health. Exactly. I never think about that. You just go from day to day doing things, but as for thinking about your mental health and the state you're in, we just don't do that. And I see that that is important to our mental health well-being, is to think about it, sit down and think about where you are.
Exactly. And we sometimes think like, I have blood pressure. I got two blood pressure pills, and I take whatever. The doctor thought, you know, I might be a pre-diabetic, so they're starting me on metformin. I've heard people say, "Real," so as a preventive measure, as to not let it get worse. Well, what about our mental health? How are you feeling mentally? What are your emotions? Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling depressed? What is going on, and how can we? And I think as a community, as a nation, we talk only about mental health in a negative way.
In a negative way.
And we don't, it's not negative. What can we do to make ourselves move forward and keep our mental health going with our physical health?
Absolutely, absolutely. And enjoy life.
And enjoy life, exactly.
Absolutely. Now, what are some ways, or how can we recognize it whenever we take time to think about the state of our mental health? How can we recognize that our mental health needs attention?
So often we say, oh, I was crying, but I didn't know what I was crying about. It's gloomy outside. I don't feel good. I woke up this morning. I didn't want to really go to work. I was not feeling good. I want to tell you a quick story. It just came to my mind. I had a friend when we were in our 20s, and we would be talking. We'd wake up on a Saturday. She'd come and she'd say, "I don't feel good." I say, "I don't either." And we'd just go on and on how we weren't feeling good.
Misery loves company.
And the more we became, we were Christians. But the more we learned about God and what he wanted the best for us, we would wake up. She said, "How you feel?" I said, "Feel wonderful." And she said, "How you feel?" She said, "Feeling great." Because we understood there is power in our
tongue.
And so we learned to, and people look at me now, they say, "How are you? Wonderful today." And they look as if you faking. What is so wonderful about the day? Well, it can either be a wonderful day, or you just can go down sad lane all day long. So one of the things that we can do to help ourselves feel better, man, how we think. Man, how we think. Man, who we're talking to. But most of all, learn skills that help us with our own mental health. First of all, know what God says about us. Know what God has said to us to do. Then do inspirational reading. Talk to people who can encourage us. We hope that at the end of this program, somebody will have gained some nuggets that will help with their mental health. So I think that it's important that, like, we make sure we take our medicines every morning. We make sure that we're drinking. I tell people all the time, if some of the people I've worked with, drink water. Water is one of the most important. I said, that's your first medication. Drink water. And people say, "Oh, I hate water. I hate water."
A lot of people do.
But sometimes I'm sluggish, and I forget. I say, "Oh, I hadn't drank water today." That's simple. Walking outside and getting a breath of fresh air. Sometimes deep breathing. For me, deep breathing. Just take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. But if you don't know those things work, then you don't know to do them.
Absolutely.
But those are simple things. Getting enough rest, exercising. But I can't iron sharpen iron. We help people in all backgrounds and all states. But get yourself some folks that can support you and who you can support. And you're talking about the things in life. And we're not talking about, sometimes people need to go to a therapist. Sometimes people need to, I always say, start with your primary physician. And then begin to talk to other people about, and find out what is going on. There may be a chemistry imbalance in the brain. There may be something going on where you need medication. But today, for our purposes, we're just, you look on every hand, something is going on.
Absolutely.
And what's going on is not always good.
Absolutely.
So if you just are feeling like your mental health needs a little checkup, These are the things that we can do to help ourselves. Mm-hmm. Learn to laugh. I have some friends that laugh all the time about mm-hmm. stuff that don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we go back in history and talk mm-hmm. about things. And a key word is friends. Social connections are so important.
Absolutely.
And you know something, BJ? When our parents were growing up, they had it right. They'd walk back and forth to each other's houses.
Sure did, 99 miles.
Exactly. And turn around and go, peace of the way. But that's how they supported each other. That's how they supported their children. But now we find ourselves being isolated from people who can give us a smile, who can encourage us. So I encourage people with social connections. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to let you talk because I'll go on and on.
Oh, no, that's fine. And these our media connections, we need to put those down sometimes.
Because
we need to put them down and get back to basics and talking to each other. Nobody talks to each other anymore.
Exactly. Even in, we hear this all the time, but it's true. You'll go to a restaurant, and you'll see a family of 2, 3, 4. Everybody got their device, mm-hmm. and they're doing something with their devices. Mm-hmm. And kids run in their bedrooms and get to their devices. Mm-hmm. That's all they want
to
do is
go to
devices.
Sleep with it under their heads, the whole thing. Nobody talks.
And then we have problems with our eyes. We have problems with our neck. We have problems with our back. And a lot of that is because we're always looking down. We're
absolutely.
People sadly have gotten killed because they're walking in the road with headphones. Don't mm-hmm. you hear that? Mm-hmm. And we just have to get back to the basics.
Absolutely.
Of taking care of ourselves by doing simple things.
Simple things, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, you've told us how we can, because one of my questions was going to be, well, how can we manage our mental health? And you have covered that. And you have also told us how does mental health affect our own well-being, and you've told us that. Now, do you think that being honest with ourselves and have an awareness of who we are helps us in maintaining our mental health?
Yes, I would say absolutely. But sometimes we as a people get so hopeless until it's hard for us to help ourselves. And I was thinking about the song coming over here, and you know it, I Have Hope, it's a beautiful hope, it's what sets me free. Mm-hmm. When we have hope, we can look beyond our situations and figure out how to help ourselves. But sometimes people allow themselves, and I'm not saying they can do better. I'm just saying for whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's through death and grief. Sometimes it's through lack of accountability, doing things that they regret. They allow themselves to get so depressed,
mm-hmm.
so anxious, down in anxiety, until they can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when people get to that point, I always say, pray first. Pray first and begin to trust God. Read the Word of God. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I learned social work through the two different universities that I attended. I learn it constantly from going to workshops and everything. I want people to hear this real good. But every time I sit down with a new person that I have not worked with before, I'm asking God to let me see what he wants me to see, say what he wants me to say to this person, offer to them. I have never been successful except for the grace of God and for him leading, guiding, and protecting me. So if you feel like you're stuck and you feel like you can't go forward, trust God.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things we do is trust God. And when we begin to trust God, he will lead, guide, and direct
us.
He'll show us people. Sometimes it's in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's me and one of my church members, we were up in Sam's one day, and we were talking about God, and a lady passed by, and she started talking with us, And I said, y'all going to make me run over all over Sam's. And Sam's is a good spot. It's a big old place. But all of us needed something that was said in that conversation that mm-hmm. day. God is so awesome. He will direct your path. He will put you around people that will help you.
Absolutely.
Isolation is one of the worst things that we can do. So when we began to feel ourselves going down or needing help, you seek help
mm-hmm.
around you. And that's the way that I would answer that mm-hmm. question, but always God first.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about in a clinical setting? Do you think that would be beneficial? Because so many people, that's taboo to so many people. So do you think a clinical setting would be beneficial?
It depends on the, I think in all cases that a clinical session is good for people depending on what they're going through. If you're just going through something that's acute or you're just not feeling good today and you got some bad news, but you pull yourself up and mm-hmm. you pray about it, you're moving forward with it, no problem. But if you find yourself the next day, and you're burying yourself farther and farther with anxiety, you're not feeling well, then clinical intervention is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on and on. I've always said I fly under the radar, but I have seen God use me to help other people, and sometimes the people who you look at, you wouldn't give two pennies for them to go forward except for the grace of God. And so to get that clinical support and find somebody who is a Christian, find somebody that knows how to help you process mm-hmm. your journey to move forward, it's a great investment.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody will say, I don't tell folks my business. And a lot of times we go slap crazy not telling other folks our business. Mm-hmm. Find somebody that you can trust. One of the first things I learned was confidentiality.
Mm.
And it's not a problem. You can tell me whatever you want to tell me, and it's confidential.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you can look at them when they say, I didn't tell nobody else.
They're the first ones.
Uh-huh. And so I let them know. Now, whoever else know what you just told me
mm-hmm.
are the people that you told.
Mm-hmm.
Or you told somebody and they told somebody else. I don't have a problem with dealing with this in a confidential manner.
Yes,
manner.
Indeed.
So find you somebody that you can talk to. And then don't find bodies. You got this one you're telling one
Absolutely.
Part. You got that one you're telling another part. But if you can find somebody to support you, good. If you need, some people need, a lot of our children benefit greatly from a clinical intervention,
okay,
from a
yeah.
professional. And it's nothing at all. That's why God put us here.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, excuse me again. Now, you know, some of us are just helpers. We want to help everybody, you know, this type of thing. If we see somebody suffering or in an altered state or something, you just want to help them. But then if we know someone that's mentally struggling, how can we as non-professionals help them?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. First thing, we have to learn to be good listeners.
Mm.
Because if we know so much sometimes, and somebody's talking, and when we start talking back, we're telling them what we want to tell them, what we're feeling.
So what is the difference between hearing and listening?
When we are listening, we are hearing. But if we are, and we are understanding, we are empathetic, we're feeling what the person is telling us, we're listening to hear and to understand. But a lot of times we hear, but we don't hear with understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear with compassion. We're so busy formulating our answer to the question
mm-hmm.
before we hear what the people. And sometimes you don't hear until the very last sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching a good movie and you don't know how it's going to end. You need to let people talk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're bored and you think, oh, I know where this is going. No, you don't.
Absolutely.
So the first thing that we have to do is learn to be a good listener. We have to always be prayerful when people are talking to us. And be careful with advice unless you have the same or the similar journey and you want to share with them. I had that journey. This is what worked for me.
And this statement that people will make sometimes, if I were you, I would do this. Don't know what you would do if you were me.
That's right.
You don't know.
Because if I were you and I haven't been in that situation, it's like, I use this for an example. People tell you, well, baby, don't worry. You're going to be fine. Don't you cry because your mama died. And you let their mama die. They lay down, wallow, roll, holler, scream, and kick. Because their parents have not, because they haven't had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So stop telling people if I were you, mm-hmm. because you don't know what you would do until you're in that situation. And even if you've had that situation, it can be very
different. It's still
different. Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And I tell people, be careful about your advice. Be genuine. If you don't have time, sometimes people call me, I say, put a pen in it because I have this to do. And they may not appreciate it, but I'm already doing something.
And that's honest.
And I'm going to be honest because I always say, I want to leave you better than I found you. And don't nobody but hogs want slop. I don't want to give people slop.
Absolutely.
I want to give them the best that I have whenever I talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, be genuine, be encouraging, be compassionate. I love over in Colossians where it tells us that we have to be forgiving, we have to be loving, we have to be compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put all that stuff together and you bind it with love, that's what Colossians say.
Absolutely.
You on your way to some
right
good
formula.
Stuff. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient. Be aware of the person's body language, what they're telling you. Sometimes people are suicidal, and that's out of your league. Refer that person. Help them to understand you need some help. They may need medication. Like I said, there may be a chemical imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
There may be something else that's going on with them once they get what is right. So we are more helpers and guiders to people to get to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I always say, if you're going through and it gets to be chronic, then go first to your primary care physician and let them know what's going on with you. And they can very often take it from there and refer you to the right person.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Now, one of the excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we excuse me? How do we teach our children and our young adults to be mentally healthy?
Oh, I wanted to talk about that. Because we are examples. We are models for our children.
Mm-hmm.
And our children get confused because we send a mixed message sometimes. We scream when something goes on. Sometimes even during grief, we send them because we scream today, we smile tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow.
A few minutes.
Exactly. So for the past 4 years, I worked in the school system, and a young lady, Dr. Jamie Wilburn, Raven, introduced me to something called social and emotional learning.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody needs to. You can Google it. It's nothing. The people who are listening can Google it, and they can think about it. But social and emotional learning, what that does for us, it gives us an idea of what we need to be aware of. You learn what is self-awareness. When you recognize your own emotions, and then when you learn social awareness, you know about yourself, you learn about other people. You get responsible decision-making. You learn how to make decisions based on processing things. You develop good relationship skills. And then you learn how to self-manage. You know, some people say, you mess with me, I'm going to cuss you out. What's that going to solve?
Absolutely.
Or I'm going to tell them off if they mess with me. When we get social and emotional learning, and we learn self-awareness, we learn self-management, social awareness, relationship skills building, it encompasses how you learn how to get along with people. You know, some folks can't get along with nobody. And including themselves. They want to hit up and beat up on themselves. But I encourage, and I'm so glad we had time to go there, I encourage people, our young people, to get this understanding of social and emotional learning. But I always say my brand is social and emotional listening and learning. You learn how to take care of yourself. You learn how to be tolerant of other people. You begin know how to make good decisions, and you know how to self-regulate. That's saying a whole lot. And then we get our relationship skills. We learn to get along with people. So I encourage everyone who is listening, think about good social and good emotional learning, and that is a plus for our mental health.
Absolutely. That information is so informative. Now, one very quick question. Is there one common, and we say we're going to talk about statistics, but is there one common mental illness is there one thing that's more common than
others? I know
what
you're asking. Mm-hmm. And I would say depression.
Depression.
You find a lot of people who they can't really put a name for it, but when they describe what they're going through, their affect, their thoughts, their behaviors, their overall quality of life is less than what they want it to be, they began to be depressed. Mm-hmm. They're depressed because you and them started together, and you made, in their mind, you've done so much more. There are so many things that cause us mm-hmm. to say we are depressed.
And one day we're going to do a show about that.
Absolutely.
About depression.
We can talk about depression.
Because it's prevalent.
We talk about depression and anxiety because of those things go together. And if you get those five key areas that I just talked about, self-awareness, social awareness, that helps you to deal with depression.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of things we go through because we don't know any better.
Right.
You know,
right.
When we were eating the pork skins and fed back and all the other kinds of things, when we did all of that, we didn't know that it.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT.